ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैवानरोत्तमाम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीर्य नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेविया भगवती उत्तम शलोके भक्तिर्भक्ति नेष्ट की। बिफोर रिसाइटिंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज अवर वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट आई ऑफर माई रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस ऑन टू द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड नारायण ऑन टू नारनारायण ऋषि द सुपर मोस्ट ह्यूमन बीइंग ऑन टू मदर सरस्वती द गॉडेस ऑफ लर्निंग Unto Srila Vyasadev, the author. Unto Srila Shukadev Goswami Maharaj, a great reciter. And unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, everybody is welcome to this wonderful program which is given to us by our beloved spiritual master, founder, Acharya of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada. Morning, one shloka Bhagavatam. Evening, one shloka Bhagavad Gita. This is all transcendental. And by Prabhupada's mercy, by following this process, by the mercy of all the Vaishnavas, predecessor Acharyas, one day we can also become transcendental, all of us. What is the shloka now? Text 21 on the board. Huh? Okay, so I should recite both shlokas. First, I will recite text 21. So please repeat. Aryopya, placing Anakam on the lap, Avagraya Muradhani, smelling his head, Ashru of tears. Kalambubhi, with water from drops. Ashinakan, is kan here, but it is. Ashinachan, moisturing. Vikasat, Bhaktaram, his smiling face. Idam, this. Aha, said. Yudhishthira, O Maharaja Yudhishthira. Arupyankam avagraya Muradhani ashru kalambubhi. Ashincha vikasad vaktaram idam aha yudhishthara arupyankam avagraya murdhani ashru kalam bhuvi ashinchan vikasad vaktaram idam aha yudhishthara. Please. Mataji's? Any devotee? Any more? Yeah. Sura Prabhu? No. Mataji's? I will recite the shloka before, then the translation. Padayoho patitam balam pratinadhya shishasuraha paridvajya chiram dovaryam paramamapa nirvartitam. Translation of verse 20. When Hiranyakashipu saw that his child had fallen at his feet and was offering obeisances as an affectionate father, he immediately began showering blessings upon the child and embraced him with both arms. A father naturally feels happy to embrace his son, and Hiranyakashipu became very happy in this way. Translation of verse 21. Narad Muni continued, "My dear King Yudhishthira, Hiranyakashipu seated Prahlad Maharaj on his lap and began smelling his head. With affectionate tears gliding down from his eyes and moistening the child's smelling face, he spoke to his son as follows. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of Great ISKCON. If a child or disciple falls at the feet of the father or spiritual master, The superior responds by smelling the head of the subordinate. First of all, I like to thank Sura Prabhu. He was supposed to give the class yesterday. Omkar Prabhu, is he here? Oh, he is there. He said, when you like to give the class? I said, whenever you like. He said, but tomorrow Sura Prabhu is giving. So then I thought, let me hear today Sura. I have come with this mind to hear my God brother. But my God brother ordered me, you give the class. So I couldn't refuse, you know. And Bir Bahu Prabhu also said, only you have to listen. No, no. You can't say no. So I appreciate, though I am not a very good speaker, but Sura Prabhu's love, his very sincere devotee. All of you are very sincere. And actually he has a special affection for this humble self since a long time. I know Sura Prabhu from St. Louis. When he was the president of St. Louis, I've been to his place. So, thank you very much. Thank you, Suhas Prabhu. Thank you, all of you. So, dear devotees, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada didn't say much. But by his mercy, I will try to say something. And correct me if any place if I am wrong. First verse 20, Srila Prabhupada didn't give any purport. By Prabhupada's mercy, I feel there is one point here to note. The point is, Prahlad Maharaj, by the mercy of his Gurudev, Srila Naraji, all the great devotees, Mahabhagavad Vaishnavas, they were the disciple of Naraji, Devrishi Naraji Maharaj, like Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, so many others. The business of Devrishi Narad is to initiate the great souls into the process of devotional service and save them. Many times he was criticized, like all of you know, that Daksha, when Prajapati Daksha, the progenitor, he produced first 10,000 sons. And Naraji, I told them, go and perform austerity to become a good householder. So on the way, Naraji happened to meet them and said, where you boys are going? We are going to perform austerity. What for? To become a good householder. A household, there is nothing in the household life. Why don't you take to this renounced order of life? Because Naraji is a fully renounced personality. He is a Mahabhagavad Vaishnav. So by the mercy of Naraji, these 10,000 sons of Daksha became devotee. And they didn't become householder. And Daksha actually became very upset. Anyway, again he produced 1,000 sons. Naraji preached them also, made them the devotees. So, Naraji Maharaj is so great soul, he is so wonderful. Then he came and told to their father, Daksha. So, as all of you know, Daksha cursed him and called him very bad names. So many things he said. But Naraji didn't mind. He didn't retaliate to the curse of Daksha. He cursed him that you cannot stay in one place more than 3 days. So he accepted that curse. So, by the mercy of Naraji Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, though he happened to appear in the family of demons, his father was king of the demons, Hiranyakashipu, very, very powerful demon. And if father is demon and mother is also from that kind of dynasty, you know, Mother Kayadu. But to show to the we fallen souls, those who are on the bodily platform, that anybody can be a devotee of Krishna. There is no question of caste, color, and creed. Foolish, I can say this, foolish Brahmins of India. I also happen to be born in so-called Brahmin family. Kali Yuga, nobody is Brahmin. And they were so foolish. They many times insulted the devotees because they were low-born. In South India, there was one devotee. His name was Kanaka Das. This Kanaka Das was a Shudra. But he was a pure devotee. So, that time, when Kanaka Das was on this earth, you know, the Brahminical society was very rigid, you know. That was nonsense, actually. So, Kanaka Das, out of his love for the Lord, the deity was of Krishna. And I have to tell you a little story of this deity. This deity's name is Udupi Krishna. He's in the south, Udupi. So this deity, once what happened in Dwarka Leela. Here we are sitting at the lotus feet of Rukmani Dwarkadhish. In Dwarka Leela, you know, Mother Devaki, she was crying. Tears were in her eyes. So Krishna inquired, Mother, why you're crying? She said, I gave you the birth, but I'm so unfortunate. I couldn't see your childhood pastime, which you have shown to Yashoda. So Lord said, my mother, only for this reason you are crying? Okay, I will show you just now my childhood pastime. Krishna immediately assumed the childhood birth, became a child. And the scene was depicted there in Dwarka, Vrindavan. And Krishna holding the churning rod in his hand. And in Vrindavan Leela, he took that churning rod, Krishna as a little boy, started breaking the butter pots and yogurt pot. And Mother Devaki was watching, beautiful pastime. So what happened? Mother Rukmani, who's standing here with Krishna, she was hiding and watching this pastime. Nobody else. She was watching. And she liked this Krishna, this child form, this boy form. She came running and fell at the feet of the Lord. I said, my Lord, though your all the forms are transcendental, but I like to worship you at this form. All right. So Lord immediately called the Vishwakarma, told him to make one form of deity form like this. So Vishwakarma immediately made the form. Krishna holding the churning rod in his hand. And that form was given to Mother Rukmani. And she was worshipping this form. So, what happened? Now Krishna has, finished his pastime on this earth. And he's here also, he's everywhere. But this pastime was finished. So now, what happened? That deity, I'm forgetting little, I was told this story by the acharya of that Udupi, you know, mutt. So then this form of Krishna, there was a pond of a gopi chandana. It was put into that, the form, very, very transcendental form. So Krishna was staying in that form, in that gopi chandana for a long time. Now what happened? Madhvacharya. Sampradaya is called Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. Madhvachari is our great acharya, is a wonderful Vaishnava. So in that mutt, Udupi mutt, Madhvacharya was residing there. So what happened? Srila Madhvacharya, he went to bathe in the sea. Actually, bathing in the sea is very auspicious. Why? Because all the holy rivers, Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, Sindhu, Kaveri, Krishna, they all fall to the sea, you know, the water of the holy rivers is there in the sea. So, one day, Srila Madhvacharya, actually it was Krishna's arrangement, he was bathing in the sea, because Udupi is at the bank of the sea, in the south. While he was bathing, so there was one, you know, how many, 800 years back, long back. So, while he was bathing in the sea, there was one ship. In those days, there was no engine in the ship. They used to call Vahan. Vahan means they were pushed by the wind, you know. Still, you know, that tradition is there. And those who don't have money for the, what you call, engine. So they, with the wind, the very strong wind in the sea. So this Vahan was there. One Vahan, one ship, you can say, without engine, it was coming close to the bank of the sea. What happened? Suddenly the storm came in the sea. And that this ship started, you know, going up and down. Owner of the ship was also there. So he was afraid that, no, my ship is going to drown and we are all going to be killed, you know. So he saw from far a saintly person bathing. When he saw the saintly person bathing, he raised his hand, please help, you know. He raised his hand. So Srila Madhvacharya happened to see this. And he blessed him from the far like this. Gave his blessings. What happened? Sea became calm. And he came to the bank. And he came immediately running and fell at the feet of Srila Madhvacharya. He said, my dear saintly person, today, we were all going to die. You have saved us. So please give me some service. What can I do for you? He said, no, it's all right. I don't want anything. No, I won't feel good. So please. He requested him again and again. So Srila Madhvacharya said, you're coming from where? He said, we are coming from Dwarka. So what you brought? So many things, he said. He said, have you brought the Gopi Chandan? He said, yes, I have brought. So you can give us the Gopi Chandan. We use the Gopi Chandan to put on tilak. So this person was very pleased. There was a big lump of Gopi Chandan. And he brought that to the mutt, Madhvacharya's mutt in Udupi. And this was kept there. And everyday devotees are take little, you know, Gopi Chandan and use for tilak. One day Lord Sri Krishna came in the dream of Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya, as all of you know, pure devotee of the Lord, our sampradaya's head, our sampradaya is known by his name, Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Their follower might have changed Siddhanta a little different, you know, but still he is our Acharya. So, one day Krishna came in the dream of Madhvacharya. He said, I am lying at your hair courtyard, and why don't you install me and worship me? He said, my Lord, where you are? He said, I am that in that lump of Gopi Chandan. I have come here from Dwarka. So he sent his disciples, go and bring that Gopi Chandan to me. So about 30 disciples tried, nobody could lift. And it was finished. Finished means, then Madhvacharya didn't go himself. Again came Krishna in the dream. He said, why you're sending your disciple to pick me up? Why don't you go and pick me yourself? This is the mercy of Krishna to his pure devotees. like Sri Nadi Diti came in the dream of Srila Madhavendra Puri, and she said that I am, Diti said that I am here. Anyway, that's different. So, Srila Madhvacharya bent himself, brought that big lump of Gopi Chandan, very carefully removed that Gopi Chandan, kept in different pot, and inside this deity of Krishna was found, which was from Krishna's time. So then this deity was installed there in Madhvacharya's mud with great pomp and show. So many people will go, but this deity has appeared, you know. It has come from Dwarka, it's from Krishna's time. Krishna has personally ordered Vishwakarma to make his deity form. So Kanakadasa was a pure devotee. Story comes from Kanakadasa, he was a Shudra born. So many people will go, he also desire to have a darshan, actually to see the deity of the Lord and the Lord, no difference. But there is a difference in my dirty consciousness. My consciousness is polluted because I am full of lust, anger, greed, envy, aversion, false ego. So I cannot see the deity as Gaurnitaya, Rukmini, Dwarkadesh, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. But actually they're standing there. I mentioned once also here, long back, actually, you know, when I was very new to the movement, once this, Rukmini Dwarkadesh came in the magazine. So I took that photo of Rukmini Dwarkadesh, full page, kept as my worshipable, you know. I don't know how many years back, you can say maybe 1975, 74, something like that. Maybe it can be there and there. So Rukmini Dwarkadesh, I like very much from that time. So I had picture one side, Prabhupada's picture. Prabhupada's picture is not here, that Prabhupada sitting and putting his one hand on his lotus foot. And that picture is my favorite picture. So one side Prabhupada, one side Rukmini Dwarkadesh. We were in Delhi, I was worshipping them for a long time, keeping with me is a folder, and not what you call steel, but it was a made of little some other material. So we went to one program in Delhi, long back. There I took my picture of Rukmini Dwarkadesh and Prabhupada picture, put on the altar, and then after program when we came back, somebody stole that picture, you know. I felt so bad, you know, with Prabhupada, devotees. What can I say? So, point is, these deities are non-different from Krishna. Here, with this story, you will understand. So, Krishna's deity is as good as Krishna, and Krishna's pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, has proved this, and, you know, all of you are worshipping so nicely Rukmini Dwarkadesh, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, Mata, Gaur, Nitaya, Panchatattva. I really thank Suhas Prabhu and all the Vaishnava community here, worshipping, keeping the same standards which was there when the deities were installed of Rukmini Dwarkadesh. Which year? Oh, see. So 74 I found their picture. That time I was new to the movement. So, I like thank all the, they look so beautiful actually, we feel wonderful by seeing them. I always felt and wonderful, and you, all of you must be feeling the same way I felt. So, what happened? That Kanakadas, pure devotee, he also said, let me go and have darshan of my Lord Krishna. He was a Krishna's devotee. See, out of his love, he tried to enter to the temple there in Udupi. It was later on, not during the time of Madhvacharya. But that time, Brahmins, hey, you are a Shudra, get it. They didn't let him go, you know. So, he came out on the back of the temple. He sat there. There was a, what you call, big wall, courtyard. And started crying. He said, my Lord, I can't see you. I'm so fallen. I'm born Shudra. So Lord, as you know, Prabhupada tells so many different stories. Lord can be one by love and devotion. But that's we can give to Lord. Everything belongs to Him. Nothing belongs to us. Out of ignorance, I think, oh, I'm the master of all I survey. Everything belongs to me. This is my foolishness. He is the owner, controller, and enjoyer of all the planetary system. He said that in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Jagtapsam Sarvalokamaheshwaram. And my problem is, I am claiming proprietorship over Krishna's property. That's why I have no peace, rather I am in pieces. Everything belongs to Him. So, Kanak Das is crying, sitting on the backside of the temple, and the tears in his eyes. So Lord immediately turned his face. In the temple, by Lord's arrangement, because he knew his past, present and future, there was a window in the back of the temple. Lord immediately turned his face to that window and broke that wall, pushed that wall. The wall fell off and Lord gave his darshan to Kanak Das, who was sitting outside that temple courtyard. But Kanak Das saw, he became so pleased that, my Lord, you're so merciful. So since then, now even if you go, you will have a darshan from that window, which was there. Lord gave his darshan to Kanak Das. So point I was making, foolish Brahman in India, Prabhupada has mentioned, they have ruined the Vedic culture because they were not devotees. If one can recite so many shlokas, that doesn't make him that he is a devotee. Then this picture. Here this picture. See? My Lord Chaitanya is telling through this picture. He is Krishna himself. He is saying that and this Brahman is standing there, smart Brahmans. They knew the whole Bhagavad Gita by heart. But Lord was not pleased with them. He inquired from them, why you people are laughing? Hey, here is a Brahman. He cannot read, but he is holding a Bhagavad Gita. That he is reading Bhagavad Gita. So what shows here, what depicts by the saying of these Brahmins, that they are puffed up of their what you call so-called knowledge. Krishna is not pleased with the knowledge. But Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada has said, Anna Vilashata Shunyam, first thing, a great acharya. Material desire must be zero. Anna Vilashata Shunyam, then Jnana Karmadi Anavritam. There's no need of philosophical speculation. We can understand Krishna by philosophical speculation? No. Jnana Karmadi Anavritam. No Jnana, and generally we are karmis, fruity workers. No Jnana and no karma is needed. Then, Anukullena Krishna. One should perform the devotional service which is pleasing to Krishna. Many people also perform the devotional service in India, but it's not pleasing to Krishna. The example is of Arjun. Arjun was reluctant to fight with his kinsmen, his relatives and his teachers. He was reluctant. Why? Because he was attached more. Attachment. So attachment is the cause of our bondage. If I will leave my body attached to this miserable material world or anything of this material world, that attachment is going to bring me back to this miserable material world again. So, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, he is not saying you be detached. He was the finance minister. Who can give up the finance ministry? Nobody. He gave the big post. His elder brother, Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada, he was the prime minister and he was the finance minister. How much wealth did they have? Somebody say the three boats were filled with gold coins. Some say one, some say three. You know. Anyway, so much wealth. He didn't keep anything with him. This is the purity. And he is saying, Gyan karmadi navratam. There is no need of jnana and no need of a karma. Karma is, of course, both are like it is mentioned that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami. Those bhukti. How you will translate into English bhukti? Anybody can say? In sense enjoyment. Bhukti means sense enjoyment. Bhukti, mukti, liberation. We don't want mukti. We don't want sense enjoyment. This is what I want, but it's taught by your predecessor acharyas. Mukti, no liberation. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi. This what you call perfections. Anima, lagima, prapti, so many. Siddhis means to become a smaller than the smallest. Prapti, sitting here, getting the things from Afghanistan, you know. This kind of, you know, bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, lusty person who is full of lusty desires, you know. His only business is to, what do you call, associate with different women. Kami, lusty. They are not peaceful. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is mentioned that these four categories people, bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, sakale re ashant. They have no peace of mind. Krishna bhakta nishkam. Devotees of Krishna, no material desire. Of course, Prabhupada explained that one cannot give up the material desire, but desire can be purified. What is that? How I have desire, I want to enjoy my senses, I want to eat more, I want to sleep more, I want to associate with more and more women. Then problems come, then I defend, you know. No. No eating means we have to eat to live, not live to eat. We have to sleep just to keep body and soul together, not all the time sleeping. One can mate also for a procreation, not otherwise. Krishna has said this, dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamasmi bharatar shava. The lust, the kam, which is not against the religious principles, that I am. But who is following this? My mind is always thinking of a woman. Then, defending. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. I am busy in four of these things. But these four things, animals are also there. They are also doing. So Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada is saying, no more material desire, only desire. Oh my Lord, how I can become your true servant. Oh Radharani, oh Krishna, oh Lord Ram, please engage me in your service. Right now I am engaged in the sense gratificatory process. I am serving my senses. I am servant of lust. I am servant of anger. I am servant of greed. I am servant of my wife. I am servant of so many things. My Lord, please make me your servant. Service I won't be able to give up. But if I pray to Radharani and Krishna, if they allow me to serve them, that is the purpose of my life. So, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada is saying, bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, sakale re, ashan, Krishna bhakta nishkam. They have no material desire. Of course, desire cannot be given up. But they desire only to serve Krishna. They don't want anything else. There's so many stories, but time is not much. I will try to finish in time. I know the devotees are very much time conscious here. I'm also trying to be. But one thing, devotees, sometimes, you know, Like what was his name? Vakreshwara Pandit. You know that Pandit, how many days he was kept on dancing? How many days? Huh? 3 days. Day and night dancing, you know. Lord Chaitanya is dancing, he's singing, you know. Vakreshwara Pandit. So nobody mind, you know. But here in the New Dwarka Dham, you know, we have to keep the time factor in mind. Otherwise, next time I won't be given chance to give the class, you know. Sura Prabhu, where is he? Sura Prabhu, what you are thinking? You are here with me? Yeah, I thought you are meditating something, you know. So I like to be here with me, you know. Don't go anywhere. Thank you. So, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada is saying, he has explained, you know, beautiful in nectar of devotion service to Krishna is wonderful. Krishna bhakta nishkam, no material desire, but only desire to serve Krishna. Eta eva shant, that's why they are peaceful. Why Prabhupada was so peaceful? I have seen him when he was passing away from this world. I was sitting at his lotus feet and only bones, no muscles. You know how much bones hurts? But he was, so peaceful. And you can say, how you can say he was so peaceful? Read the final lesson. Final lesson is so touching to the heart. How a person who is on the body platform can give such a wonderful commentary? No, it's not possible. He was totally on the transcendental plane and he gave that wonderful commentary. Oh, it's a 10th canto, was a little published, you know. And if you read, it is eye-opener. He was totally on the transcendental plane. Even his few days later he's going to leave his body, but still he's translating, he's serving, you know. So, the point here was that Prahlad Maharaj, dear devotees, he is a devotee and he is respecting his demoniac father also. He is not saying, hey, father, you are a rascal, you are a demon. No. He paid his obeisances and Hiranyakashipu became very pleased. Tears came in his eyes because Prahlad Maharaj is a transcendental personality. Prahlad Maharaj is the greatest devotee of the time. Who can describe his glories? When Lord Narsingdev asked him, Prahlad, why you are worried? Are you worried for your mukti? My Lord, no, I am not worried for my mukti. What is your worry? My Lord, I am worried for these souls. Those who are trying to make a permanent home in a temporary situation. How they can be delivered? This is devotee. Prabhupada is the same line. I have seen he gave me the opportunity to serve him twice. His only worry was how the fallen souls can be saved. Who thinks like this? I am worried for my, you know, sense enjoyment, but he is worried for everybody. So Prahlad Maharaj, you know, he was worried for his father, and Prahlad Maharaj, actually Narsingdev, said, Prahlad, your father, I have already sent him to my abode. You think that one who has a son like you, he will go to hell? No. Though Prahlad Maharaj said, my Lord, my father was very offensive at your feet. Kindly forgive him. So Lord Narsingdev was very pleased. And then in the purport, one purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying that Prahlad Maharaj said, I don't want liberation. I will wait when everybody is delivered. After that, I will come back home. See, these are the Vaishnavas. So, point here in verse 20, Prahlad Maharaj respecting his father, paying his dandavat. So, this we have to learn here by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Prahlad Maharaj, that we should respect everyone. I have respect for my friends and I hate those who are not my friends. I pray that they should die immediately. This is my nonsense. What the Vaishnava Shalla Bhakti Vinod Thakur is playing? Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Karoye Dase Trina Peksha Atihina. Sakale Sahana Valadiya Karo Nidya Manes Prahahina. Then he's saying, Sakale Samana Korite Shakati Deho Nata Yata Yata. Please give me the strength so that I can respect all the living beings. Sakale Samana. Tave to Gaibo Harinam Sukhe Aparada Hoive Aad. Great to learn here in this psalm. He said, give me the strength to respect all the living beings. Then I will be able to chant this Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Mantra, with a very good mood. Sakale Samana Karite Shakati Deho Natha Yata Yata Tave to Gaibo Harinam Sukhe. Peaceful mind with happy mind, I will be able to chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. Then what is going to happen? Aparada going high behata. Then there will be no more offense. I chant Krishna, 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 Ram, 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 Krishna, Krishna. My chanting is not good. One day Prabhupada was having morning bath in Vrindavan. I was also walking with Prabhupada, other devotees. So Srila Prabhupada stopped. Many times while walking he used to stop, look back. What is this? Get. One devotee was chanting, what is this? Get. He chastised him, you know, very heavily. Though I haven't improved my chanting, but I hope one day, by the mercy of all the Vaishnavas staying in the holy dham, in New Dwarkadish dham, by your mercy I will be able to improve my chanting. I wish that. I wish to finish my rounds, but no quality. But I have a hope from all the Vaishnavas and Prabhupada's mercy. One day my chanting is going to get better. And this point to note here, we should respect everyone. And in this verse, Hiranyakashipu became very, when Prahlad Maharaj paid his obeisances, father, Prabhupada is saying, if a child, all disciple, falls at the feet of the father or spiritual master, the superior responds by smelling the head of the subordinate. But Srila Prabhupada never smelled our head, you know. But he was very kind, very merciful. Very, very merciful. I have seen him. And why his mercy is none of my qualification, I was able to see his merciful glance and his merciful heart. He was very, very merciful. And I saw also in his association. Thank you very much, devotees. I hope I am in time. If I am a little late, kindly forgive me. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. And all glories to the service of Srila Prabhupada, which all of you are rendering. Suvas Prabhu, and Sura Prabhu, and Birbahu Prabhu. And all other Prabhus, I don't know all of, the name of all of you. Archita Prabhu, and other names I don't know. All the mothers, all the brothers, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. No, all of you, a little late. No question? All right. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you.